All right, here's a short sample. This is taken from the Spiritual Fruitarian cassette or CD for you to enjoy. And for those of you that are interested in ordering it, it gives you a good idea of what you'll hear on the full-length one-hour version. So go ahead and enjoy.
Released by Fruitarian Vibes. And for me, it's the most exciting aspect of the Fruitarian diet. Now, a lot of people come to different diets for different reasons. Most vegetarians become vegetarian because of health reasons. In fact, a recent survey said that 46% of vegetarians became vegetarians because of health reasons. Now, some do it for animal welfare, some do it for ethical reasons, and some do it for environmental reasons above all else. But there's a wide assortment of reasons why someone would restrict their diet in such a fashion. For a lot of people, being vegetarian, and especially vegan, is definitely part of a spiritual path. So many of the ancient texts make it clear that killing animals is unjustifiable, and when we eat them, we actually do ingest the vibration, the energy of death. And that energy is also translated into the fear that the animals feel the moment before they die, and that is released as toxins in their body, which we ingest. So that's the physical aspect of that fear and that violence that occurs the moment before death. And because killing is not, at least apparently, involved in the consumption of eggs and dairy products, many feel that those are fine to eat because you're not killing the animal, or they don't think there's any violence that happens. So, in fact, a lot of the traditional gurus from India did consume dairy products and said that that was okay, that there was no problem with that. However, that was in India, and most of that information comes from a different time. Today, in our culture, in our Western society, eggs and dairy products do involve massive suffering for the animals, shortened lives, and yes, killing. And for many reasons, for instance, the veal industry, this is a fairly well-known fact today, that the veal industry is a direct offshoot of the dairy industry. So when you drink milk, you are, in fact, yes, creating a totally inhumane life for a baby calf, and you are going to kill that calf. If it is a male, if it's a female, it at least has a chance to turn into another dairy cow, which is not a great existence. But if it's a male, more than likely, it'll only have a very short life and be killed for veal. I won't get into all the different aspects of that. Most people probably know who would listen to this tape would probably already know a lot of those different things. So, eggs and dairy products, yes, they do involve suffering and killing of the animals. And also, what may have been accepted in another time and another place is not here and now. In our day and age, we know that these products do involve killing and suffering. All right. There's also a lot of people out there who may be on a spiritual path to some extent or another, and they would like to believe that what they eat has no impact on their health or their consciousness. And that is simply not true. There's no way you can put something in your body and have it not affect you, your health, and your consciousness. And I've run into many people over the years that tell me things like, oh, well, I just don't want to let my life be controlled by something that I eat, or I can transmute the energy of the meat, or something to that effect. That's basically a bunch of hogwash, because if you put something in your body, it affects you. It's like if you put some chemicals in the soil, you can't tell me that that's not going to affect the environment or the food that you're using the chemicals on. Anyhow, getting back to the diet, fruit is the only food which is freely given. There is absolutely no other food that does not involve karma. There's nothing that is killed when fruit is taken from the tree. Even vegetables must be killed, a fact that a lot of people have a hard time to accept. Vegetables are not giving of themselves freely, they have to be killed. For a true spiritual devotee, karma-free food is fairly important. They understand that they are not interested in acquiring more karma, so therefore they seek karma-free food. Everything in the physical world also retains a somewhat of an etheric overlay of the energy from the people who have been there. You may have heard the expression, for instance, the air was so thick that you can cut it like a knife. Or if you've been somewhere where some dramatic event happened, where there was a lot of people that were focused in the same manner, maybe it's a church, for instance, or maybe it's a football stadium or something, you can go there and you can kind of tap into the energy of the people that were there. It's referring to the etheric energy, which is basically an energy created by humans in certain emotional situations or perhaps spiritual situations. All right. Now, because of this, certain spiritual seekers sometimes decide that maybe it's not in their best interest, for instance, to wear used clothing, because it has the energy of the people that wore them, or for that matter, maybe even sleeping in someone else's bed, or also maybe having items that belong to other people, because they're always going to retain the energy of the person that had it before. And often, you know, psychics can tell a lot about a person just by an object that they had. So obviously a connection to that person's energy is maintained with every object they've touched in every place they've been, which is quite incredible. So, if that which surrounds your body and that which you come in contact to is an issue, obviously that which you eat, that which goes into your body, must have a profound effect on not only your health, but your spiritual progression or progress as well, because both of them are intricately tied together.